A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera together at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with Music News for Monday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Kelly Clarkson has been trying to turn a big negative into a positive by using her divorce as inspiration for new songs. Kel tells Entertainment Tonight that she's really thrown herself into writing during the messy split from Brandon Blackstock. She says, quote, "I have written like 60 songs. It is an insane amount of getting it out. I think that it's a blessing in itself. I don't know how anybody, I'll just be real with you, goes through grief like divorce, any kind of grief, any kind of loss, without having an outlet like this," she says. She adds that we may not be able to hear some of the most difficult tunes. "They're just difficult decisions to put those out because they're so personal," she says. "I hate that I had to go through that because of you or Piece by Piece. Certain songs I've already written certainly have shaped me, but have been really hard," she says. Taylor Swift is giving a thumbs up to the LGBTQ Equality Act and keeping her fingers crossed that it will officially become law. The bill, which passed the House on Thursday, would create a federal law against discrimination on the basis of sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity. It goes to the Senate next, and Tay tweeted, "Fingers crossed and praying that the Senate will see trans and LGBTQ rights as basic human rights." Taylor's been all about the cause for a while. She ended her "You Need to Calm Down" video by asking fans to sign the petition, writing, "Let's show our pride by demanding that, on a national level, our laws truly treat all of our citizens equally." And Stevie Nicks tells CBS that music will always be her first love. She says, quote, "When I'm 90 years old, I don't want to be laying in my big, gorgeous bedroom going, ugh, I'm so brokenhearted that I didn't find the one. And then I would have to answer myself and say, yes, but you did find several of the ones who you wrote really great songs about, and that's why you're living in this absolutely spectacular house with everything you want and anything you could possibly want to buy," she says. Little perspective goes a long way. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.